This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Wednesday, January 11th. BlackRock is the only company that's been able to generate more than $1 billion in annual fees from its ETFs. It topped $2.4 billion in revenue from its iShares funds last year. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says an interesting case study involves Fidelity and Goldman Sachs.
They both came in, you know, over a year ago. They've been doing well. Fidelity has over $5 billion in assets. Goldman has, I believe, $2.5 or $3 billion. That's pretty good for pretty new. However, they came in and played the fee war. So they came in low to try to, you know, get some interest and attract some investors. So their revenue is tiny.
Balchunas describes a dilemma facing new entrants to the ETF industry.
Do you enter and play the fee war game and try to, you know, and draw some investors? But then even if you succeed, you don't make much money. Or do you come in more expensive and, you know, try to sell some kind of a smart beta? But that's could be even more difficult to attract assets because smart beta takes in such a small percentage of the assets. Or do you not do it? And that's a big, you know, question for some issuers. And a lot the reason people have put off doing it is because the revenue numbers are so scarce. But the reason you see people jumping in, regardless of how brutal it is because all the money's going there.
According to Balchunas, ETF assets have jumped 150% in the past 5 years, and revenue has increased at about half that rate, up 80%. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.